Welcome to your morning news of note, bringing you the latest updates on the 2 Marine Expeditionary Force. Let's dive into the top stories from the Chinfo News Clips, UCOM Daily News Report, AFRICOM Daily News Report. The Marines have been facing challenges with their uniforms, as leaders have been given flexibility in deciding which uniforms to wear in different situations, highlighting how meticulous they are with their dress code. The WASP Amphibious Ready Group and the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit are in their final weeks of training before deployment, following the return of the USS Bataan from the Eastern Mediterranean. In UCOM, Russia issued a warning after the U.S. approved a significant aid package for Ukraine, with Secretary of State Blinken heading to China to address concerns about China's support for Russia. NATO allies have also begun military exercises around the Suwalki Gap in Lithuania. In AFRICOM news, the U.S. announced the withdrawal of over 1,000 military personnel from Niger, reshaping the counterterror strategy in West Africa. Togo approved a new constitution that critics claim is a coup, while Russia has been funneling weapons through Libya, eyeing a gateway to Africa. On the domestic front, a Marine was identified as the casualty in a training accident near Camp Lejeune. The U.S. House approved foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, while Israeli strikes in Gaza resulted in casualties, amid the U.S. advancing additional military aid to Israel. Internal highlights include Marines testing counter-UAS concepts, the 24th MEU conducting embassy reinforcement exercises during the final at-sea certification exercise, and the 26th MEU reflecting on their deployment across three geographic combatant commands. Be sure to check the Morning News of Note email for more details and links to these stories. Stay informed and stay engaged. Thank you for tuning in to your Morning News of Note.